This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main, and this is your QNN community update. Julia Gillard has recently spoken out about her misguided choice to prioritise deeper debate over supporting same-sex marriage. The former PM demonstrated her opposition by actively voting against a pivotal private members bill in 2012 that aimed to legalise it. At the time, she explained that her decision to vote against it was based on her firm belief in preserving the traditional meaning of the union. When asked if she had a political obligation to stand against it, she replied, "I wouldn't say obliged, but it was a political issue." Ms. Gillard has admitted that her parliamentary vote against same-sex marriage did not align with her personal beliefs and has since voiced her support of same-sex marriage. A teacher in Florida is currently being investigated by the Florida Department of Education for alleged misconduct after showing her fifth grade class the Disney film Strange World. Strange World is a computer animated science fiction adventure film that features Disney's first openly queer lead character. The school teacher, Jenalyn Barbie, had earlier in the year obtained signed parental consent forms for students to watch PG films. A student from her class reportedly told their parents about the film. One of the parents, who is a school board member, made a complaint about the indoctrination, which prompted the investigation. Former New South Wales Police Homicide Squad boss Michael Willing has fronted a special commission into the inquiry into the unresolved deaths of gay men and trans women in Sydney between 1970 and 2010. Mr. Willing was being questioned about the investigations into the death of US mathematician Scott Johnson, whose body was found on December 10, 1988. Willing was asked about the police investigations and the conclusion reached by Police Detective Pamela Young that Johnson's death was a suicide, with the former top cop claiming that he thought there was no evidence to indicate it was a homicide, and his own views had changed over time. Australian singer-songwriter Montaigne has come out as non-binary. The 27-year-old Sydney-based artist, whose real name is Jessica Cerro, took to their Instagram, announcing that "I am non-binary, first time info debut." The singer went on to say they kept it to myself to keep other people comfortable, but I think I'm done with that now. My pronouns are they, them. If you get them wrong, that's okay, just as long as you make the effort. Thank you, lots of love. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sports report.
In its seventh year, the Australian Pride in Sport Awards were held last Wednesday in Melbourne, dedicated to celebrating those making Australian sport more inclusive of LGBTQ people. Hockey ACT won Sporting Organisation of the Year, with Kingston City Rollers named Community Sporting Organisation of the Year. Rugby champion Sharni Williams was awarded LGBTQ Out Role Model.
It's nice to know that people are watching and seeing the messages you're putting out there just to make a safe space for other people.
The ABC is set to release a two-part documentary surrounding the sacking of Israel Folau to air Thursday, 18 May and 25 May. The talented former Wallaby went public 4 years ago with his religious views, stating gay people were hellbound, resulting in Folau's sacking and a national controversy. The documentary features interviews with Folau's coaches, teammates, spiritual and legal advisors. The Dublin Marathon will recognise non-binary runners for the first time for the event this year. Runners will be able to choose a non-binary category in August ahead of the event on 29 October. The non-binary category has been introduced for the Chicago Marathon, New York Marathon, London and Boston events. And on International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, the anniversary of May 17, 1990, when the World Health Organization removed homosexuality from the classification of diseases, four members of the Pride in Sport Collective have released inclusion policies, frameworks and resources in support of inclusivity. Four national sporting organizations are Water Polo Australia, Badminton Australia, Squash Australia and the Australian Dragon Boat Federation.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.